You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
On this first day of November, where does the time go? Talking Marlins baseball today with Joe Fusaro, our Marlins reporter for MLB.com. And Joe, as we speak on this Wednesday, of course, we're hours away from Game 7 of the World Series between the Astros and the Dodgers in L.A. The world will be watching, including us and many others. So, Joe, going into Game 7 right now, who you got tonight?
Probably the Dodgers, and that's largely based on home field advantage, National League rules, and the fact that, you know, I think the Astros are 2-8 in the postseason on the road, and just obviously flipped that at home. They're really good at home. So I think that that's going to catch up to them. I think the advantage also goes to the Dodgers in terms of pitching. You know, Darvish is an established guy. McCullers is certainly capable. But, you know, when you got Kershaw waiting in the wings and Jansen looks like he's back, could go too. And, you know, I just don't know if the Astros' weaknesses in pitching, you know, will surface. I thought Verlander really needed to go more than six innings and pitch a really great kind of historical game for the Astros to kind of clinch it yesterday. I think that opportunity missed. I think a lot of momentum is with the Dodgers in tonight's game.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the consensus is that Game 6 was the Astros' best shot with Verlander on the mound. He was good, but not great. Six innings of two-run ball, not enough for the Astros in Game 6. So definitely an uphill battle in Game 7. But we saw last year a team win Game 7 on the road. Maybe Houston can duplicate that and surprise some people. Regardless, it's going to be a heck of a way to conclude the 2017 baseball season. With that, let's look ahead to 2018, Joe, for this Marlins team. When you break down this roster right now, what do you feel is the biggest area of need for the Marlins team right now? And then to supplement that, how do you think the team will go about addressing that need, whether perhaps for a trade, through free agency, or maybe a guy in the minor league system that's ready to step up and assume a bigger role in 2018?
Yeah, it's a pretty easy one, Matt, and it's pitching, and let's make it even more specific, starting pitching. Clearly, it's the biggest area of need for the Marlins was in 2017, as we saw based on we've rehashed before, the injuries to, you know, Edison Volquez, Wei-Yin Chen. The underperformance of Tom Kohler, who eventually got traded. Adam Connolly underperformed, was in the minors, and Dan Straley kind of lived up to what they thought he would be. And those are the five guys that they had in their opening day rotation, and only one of them really stayed there the whole year. So it's going to be a real challenge to go about, you know, filling in that rotation and what they do. Do they go for, you know, the free agent route, Jake Arrieta, and the like that, but those guys can tend to be pricey. Would they want to come to Miami to be more of a rebuild, or those guys are established and probably would want to go to contender? Obviously, money talks, and that also money is risky for 30-plus-year-old free agents. So I think you're going to see them measuring it on, you know, some strategical free agent-type signings. And then, you know, I imagine as much as they like to keep as much of the core position players together, maybe a Marcelo Zuna or even Giancarlo Stanton, that's you, some big league top of the rotation arms. So I think it would be more of a combination of, of free agents, but not necessarily the Arrieta $100-plus million free agent. And I think, you know, you could also see some trading of pieces to get you close to big league, if not already big league. Internally, you know, Dylan Peters, you know, he's a guy who came up late in the year. September call-up, a very promising left-hander who could be in this rotation. You know, we talked before, Urania looks like he's going to have every chance in the world to be in the rotation. He was kind of their ace this year. But, you know, ideally, Urania is probably a 4 or 5. And a kid in the minors to keep an eye on, Trevor Richards, a prospect who is in Double-A Jacksonville. I don't hear that he's top of the rotation, but, you know, 4 or 5 caliber guy who could help out. And, you know, I think it's how you use your pitching these days. You know, if you don't have truly a bona fide ace, is you can get a lot of quality out of guys if you use them right. So a kid like Trevor Richards, I think, could be an impactful pitcher for the Marlins in 2018.
And, Joe, on the flip side of things, what is the area of this team that you and the fan base feels the most confident in right now?
Well, it's the starting outfield. I think it's the best in baseball if they were able to retain it. with Stanton Ozuna and Christian Yelich. You know, the argument a couple of years ago, or the discussion, the fun one, is who had the best young outfield, the Pirates or the Marlins. And, you know, then the Marlins had injuries to their outfielders. They kind of underperformed. And then, you know, Yelich, by his standards, he had a better 16 than 17, but still, you know, highly productive player. And Stanton, the MVP, and to me, a front runner there. And Ozuna, who probably should be on a lot of MVP ballots. Both were all-stars. Both, you know, hit a ton of home runs, drove in a lot of runs. I mean, consider this, Matt. Preston Wilson held that record since, I think it was 2000, RBIs for Marlins in the season at 121. Both of them, Ozuna and Stanton, blew right by that this year. So highly productive guys out there, and that's clearly the strength. But will that strength, those trio, be there in 18? I have to believe at least one of them will be gone.
Yeah, unfortunately. And, you know, like you said, and as we've alluded to in previous weeks, on no other team is Marcell Ozuna a second banana, but on this team, in the looming shadow of Giancarlo Stanton, that is Ozuna's status. But again, like you said, it's going to be tough to keep all three of them together down the road. We'll see what the future holds. Joe, right now, I want you to break down a couple of guys for me. There's always guys that underperform and guys that overperform. So with that in mind, give me a guy that's a candidate for regression in 2018 and maybe a guy that could break out in 2018 after not performing up to his standards this year.
Well, you know, does Justin Bour qualify? I mean, I think he was, you know, bordering on overperforming, but he had injury, you know, missed about 2 months. And, you know, if Justin Bour can stay on the field, you know, he's figuring out with his swing and how the league pitches him, you know, this guy could be a 30-plus homer guy easily. So, I think he's a guy who underperformed based on the injury factor that knocked him out. And so I think that he, if he could stay on the field, would be a guy that could have a really big year in 2018.
And what about a guy that maybe could take a step back or two after really going off the charts? And obviously the easy answer might be Giancarlo. You can't expect him to duplicate 59 home runs again, but is there maybe somebody else?
You know, I think Ozuna, you know, that was such a, you know, great year because he hit over 300. I think if you're going to look at some regression, you know, the year he had where he led the team in hitting in like 312 or whatever and 124 or so RBIs and the 37 homers, I think there's a chance that, you know, he could take a small step backwards. But, you know, the skill set clearly is there. And, you know, guy who had a career year, so, you know, is 30 homers, 25 to 30 homers, a little bit of an underperforming. I could see Ozuna, you know, possibly going there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the world we live in now where a guy, you know, approaches 30 home runs, and in some cases it could be seen as a down season. But maybe that happens to Marcell, but, you know, we'll see if he can at least duplicate what he did in 2017 here. And, Joe, let's you kind of answered this question a little bit already regarding a guy that is a question mark due to health issues. You talked about the health issues of Justin Bour. Is he the biggest question mark in that regard, or is there somebody else that maybe you're uncertain about because of health issues?
No, I think it's Martin Prado. I think he's a wild card to a lot of this. You know, here's a guy in 2016 was, you know, he played at kind of an all-star level at third base. He was really, really good. He was very impactful leader and clutch hitter and all that he brought to the table. And then I think he played like 30-something games due to various injuries, and, you know, they gave him a contract extension at the end of 16. So he has 2 years, you know, remaining on his $40 million deal. And, you know, I think ideally they'd love to be able to trade Martin if possible, but I think he's a guy, if he gets back on the field and at least if he could, you know, show health in spring training, could be a trade candidate in, you know, by the trade deadline in July, or if the team kind of catches fire, you know, he could be a guy that's impactful at third base. And so I think he's kind of a, you know, a big injury guy to keep an eye on for a bounce back year. Some people would say, oh, what about Wei-Yin Chen because he has the elbow issue and, you know, if he could pitch in a rotation. But I'm really not expecting much from Chen. I think anything is gravy considering his history, and he basically didn't play this year either. The more realistic guy and the guy that could create a market for himself is Prado, and I think he's a guy to keep an eye on in the offseason if somebody would take him on and believe in the history of the player and just take him. But normally that doesn't make you an ideal trade candidate considering the money he's making. But as soon as he establishes health, we'll see you know, how much Martin could bring to the team in 18.
No question. Teams want to see you healthy and productive. It's not enough to just rely, as you said, on the track record when healthy if the health is not there currently. So if Martin does get back to that status, he could be a very intriguing trade chip at some point during the 2018 season. Joe, as we come down the home stretch here, I figure that when you break down all 30 teams, they fall into kind of one of five categories. You've got your rebuilding teams, teams that are simply non-contenders, then teams that are wild card contenders, teams that are contenders for a division title, and then teams contending for a world title. Interested to get your take on this. What of those five categories do you feel that the Marlins fall into right now?
I think they're going to be kind of like they were this year, the team that, you know, can challenge for that second wild card. You know, they're probably a wild card caliber team as constructed. And, you know, I think they're going to do at least some type of rebuild. I'm not convinced. A couple of months ago, I would have been convinced of more of a sweeping rebuild, you know, just kind of take it down to the bottom, go like the Astros did a few years back, and then just, you know, just build it that way. I think that there's some sentiment that this, that a rebuild could be about 3 years to be a serious contender, that if you do a good strategic moves and some signings and acquisitions of young players, you could get enough building blocks to make yourself relevant. So I think they're right now, if they could challenge for that, you know, if, while they tear off a bit of this roster, could still also hang in the conversation in the second half for a wild card spot. You'd probably fall in the line of the second one, and then see if they could, you know, still make some strategic moves to kind of build that foundation and become, you know, more on steady footing 19-20 and so forth.
Great stuff as always from Joe Fusaro. Joe, we appreciate the time. We'll do it again next week as always. In the meantime, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Miami Marlins.